We're talking about mentorship this morning, a very important part of what Link Youth Mentorship is doing here in our Rochester community. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined this week by Gary Haydens, the program director over at Link Youth Mentorship, as well as a Pastor Warren Meeks Jr. He is the ministry youth coordinator over at Link. Both of you, thank you so much for joining me today. And let's start with Gary, because as the program director, you clearly have a background with this organization, and you're really running a lot of what goes on in the community. Could you talk a little bit about who Link Youth Mentorship is and what you do in Rochester?
Sure, John. A few years back, when my partner and I started looking at potential ministry opportunities, mentoring came up because it's something that he did years ago. And as we dug in a little bit to look at the opportunity for mentoring in the city of Rochester, we noticed there was a great need. We ran into some crazy statistics regarding the city of Rochester. And sadly, we found out that the city of Rochester ranks number one in the United States for fatherless homes. So it was a natural fit for us to expand and potentially grow this ministry in a hopes to change the trajectory of many boys' lives in the city.
Absolutely. And Pastor Warren Meeks Jr., you've also joined the cause here as the ministry youth coordinator. So what is your background like? How did you end up joining Link?
Well, I actually joined Link having a conversation with Gary Haydens and Matt Terry. We were just talk they were talking about wanting to mentor, and they were looking at potential young men to mentor. And we started talking, and then they started talking about their passion, and through that became a whole program. And that's how Link kind of kicked off.
Well, the special thing about this being that you're connecting the mentors with the mentees. And Gary, this is so critical because you mentioned the staggering statistics here in Rochester. What is the process like connecting mentors with appropriate mentees?
Well, John, Link is a one-to-one mentoring opportunity, and it's between men of faith, Christian men, and mentees. And so what we're in the process of doing is trying to meet men through our relationships that we have with churches to a related organization called Flower City Outreach. Flower City Outreach is the overarching organization, the ministry, and Link is a pillar ministry of Flower City Outreach. Main ministry within the pillar of Flower City Outreach is Flower City Work Camp. Flower City Work Camp is a great program that's been around for decades, actually. And they have that organization has relationships with many churches around Rochester and the suburbs. And so we're trying to leverage those churches and the men in there to find men who would raise their hand to say, yes, I can find 5 to 8 hours a month to pour into the life of an 8 to 18-year-old mentee. We ask them really just to do life together, just to spend time with a child, take them to a ball game, walk in the park, play basketball, help them with homework. To spend time and give that mentee a male perspective that he's not getting in life, which honestly, from our homework, we found out relates to those negative statistics you talk about when you don't have a dad in the home.
Those statistics here in Rochester, like you mentioned, are unbelievable. And so this isn't so much to clarify about a financial commitment necessarily, though I'm sure there's certainly financial impact that you can have in the lives of these young people. But this is more about time and mentorship. Could you talk a little bit about kind of the distinction between the two?
Like you mentioned, it's not a whole lot of money. I mean, the money involved might be the cost of taking your mentee to a ball game or grabbing a meal with them. No more really than you would do with your own child or grandchild. You're mentoring and spending time with the mentee. So it is time. And it's amazing. We've talked with the current mentors. And they going into this would say, wow, I don't know whether I have the time or not. And then when you talk to them a year or so after mentoring, several of them said, I have the busyness of life, whether it's work or my own family or what's going on at church, taking care of my house. And yet I look back at the time where I get to spend, not I have to spend, I choose to spend, and I get to spend with my mentee. And sometimes it's the most peaceful, relaxing, joyful time of the week. And that's the time I spend with my mentee. And so that's what we're learning as we're getting deeper into the program and getting feedback from mentors.
And Pastor Warren, you work with the youth directly, am I correct? So you probably get to see the impact that this can have. What sort of impact does mentorship have on our local youth?
Just from going off of what we've seen so far within the program, a lot of the young men that came into the program had many different challenges. They, you know, didn't have great social skills. They didn't have good grades. You know, just small things from just like, you know, not really knowing how to operate as a young man as well. And the ability to be open to new things they lack too. So the young men that are in the program now, we discovered after some time and spending some time with their mentors that they gravitated to and are very open to learning new things. Their grades have rebounded and have went up. There is a lot of successful stories that we have, and it's all due to the connection of a man to young boy connection, which is much needed. No young man should grow up without a male influence around them. And this is the opportunity that the mentors have provided for these mentees.
We're talking with Pastor Warren Meeks Jr., the Ministry Youth Coordinator at Link Youth Mentorship, as well as Gary Haydens, who's the Program Director over at Link. And Gary, it's the holiday season now, and we're talking a lot about giving, and obviously gifts are huge in our culture, and certainly there's a lot to do. We're very busy this holiday season, but why is a gift of our time something that can go even further than any other gift that we give this season?
Well, many times, John, time is a commodity that we can't manufacture, and it's even harder to give up sometimes than money, than funds. But I would say that it's one of the things that we're finding the mentees find most valuable. It's the time. You know, they could be purchased gifts and things, but, you know, as you know, with your own kids, it's your time that they crave. Mentors look forward to the time they spend. And I'm sure the mentees do too. You know, it's interesting. You make me think of a memory I have during one of the match meetings when the mentee met their mentor for the first time. And the mentee turned to his mom and he said, Mom, how long is this man going to be in my life? Because our history has shown that they've been disappointed by people coming in and coming out, and there's no real sustainability or long-term relationship, that time that you're talking about to pour into someone. And boy, I tell you, that breaks your heart when you hear a story like that. But that's the craving that the mentee has for the time with a man. Don't care how old the man is. They don't care their religious affiliation, their background, their race. They don't care about that. Is another thing that Pastor Warren and I have learned. Really what they care about is someone who's going to be consistent. They show up when they say they're going to show up, and they just share life together, whatever it is. You know, there's conversations with older youth, like, are you thinking of college? What do you want to be in life? How is your grades? A lot of the conversations we're hearing is around anger de-escalation, you know, because young youth without guidance, they don't know how to channel that anger. So they reach out, and you know, that's part of the statistics that we see. So again, that's really valuable time that's being spent with the growth of the mentees and actually the joy that the mentors are finding.
And Gary, you also mentioned meetings where you're matching these mentors and mentees, which I'm sure could be a big concern for someone who might be considering becoming a mentor. How do you know that you're really the right fit for these mentees? Could you talk a little bit about that and how your organization actually intervenes to make the most of these connections?
Sure, John. So as I mentioned, Link is a faith-based organization. And so as we onboard mentors, there's a rigorous background check that's being done electronically, where we go back county, state, and do some rigorous background electronically. We also ask for character references, two character references, and one of them is their pastor. So we have a lengthy conversation with their pastor, and the pastor has to feel good about approving the man before the mentor can be onboarded the rest of the way. And then we have a pretty rigorous training program. We walk alongside the mentors before the match that I spoke of and that you spoke of. So the onboarding process is fairly rigorous because, you know, like you said, and in that too, we ask, what are your likes? What are your dislikes? What are your hobbies? What do you like to do? And we ask the same of the mentees. So our hope is not to match someone who, let's say, is into the arts or they're very creative, but they don't like sports. And then their mentee or the mentor is the opposite. You know, we like to put folks together who enjoy the same things in life.
Very good. And right now, I know there's a big need, obviously, always for mentors and mentees. Could you talk to those who might be a little hesitant, but are interested in potentially being a mentee, those men out there who, or a mentor, I should say, I'm sorry, those men out there who might be hesitant, but feel a little bit of a push to make a difference in this way?
A lot of times we count ourselves out and we get a little discouraged because we think it's a huge task, but we haven't had one man, that's in the program that has felt like this was too much. As Gary said earlier, this has become their peace, their joy, and they actually feel like they're doing something to help better not only just the city of Rochester, but, you know, society as a whole. And also they feel like they're doing their best at showing the love of Christ. So it's a very rewarding process.
Yes. And how can we get involved? Obviously linkmentorship.org is where you can learn more, but if you are considering potentially seeing if you'd be a good mentor for Link, what would be a good way to contact you guys and get involved?
So someone can email me at gary@linkmentorship.org. You can find out more about us on the website you already mentioned, linkmentorship.org. And yeah, read up. There's a lot on the website that gives details regarding being a mentor or even signing up a mentee. You could do that as well. So if you know someone out there who's living in a scenario in a fatherless home that would benefit from the relationship from a faith-filled man, you can sign up there as well. You know, one of the questions we get, John, is this feels like it's an organization just for men. But we do have a role called a match specialist. And this person on the ministry is one who has a relationship with the mentor and the mentee's guardian, albeit a mom or a grandmother or an aunt. And they are the glue of that relationship. They communicate back and forth, making sure that relationship is going well. And so we have the need for several match specialists at well, and we found that that role works really well with how God has gifted women. And so we'd like to keep the number of mentor-mentee relationships to 4 to 5. So it's a very manageable volunteer role for a woman. So I would say, feel free to sign up there too, if your heart is so moved. We also get the question about what about girls who've been raised without a mom or a dad? And John, I would say thank you for putting this program out on the air. And hopefully if there's enough interest and more volunteers to jump into the ministry, that could be something that we could evolve to.
You can't bite off more than you could chew, right? But that is certainly something down the road where what a blessing that would be to the community as well. Ultimately, your end goal here, obviously, we're looking to get that 1 out of 4 fathers in homes here in Rochester up to a 4 out of 4 so that this isn't even, you know, something that is needed in the community. But for now, what is the end goal for this organization here moving forward?
Well, you mentioned it, John. It is to help as many youth who are living without a father as possible. And I don't want to discount any program that's out there because they all have value, all of them, and they all have a niche. But what one of the things that I was enticed to, Matt, Warren, and I, is we really feel like this is a core ministry. So it's all the issues, you know, the auto theft, the crime rate, the dropout rate, high school attendance. There's so many statistics that you can look at and say they're heavily impacted by not having a dad in the home. And so we really feel this is a core strategy to help with some of the plight that the community is having. And, you know, we just think the world would be a better place if kids grew up with a dad in the home and did the same going forward.
LinkMentorship.org. That's LinkMentorship.org for more information about Link Youth Mentorship. And if you're interested how you can get involved, either by becoming a mentor if you feel so led, or by signing up a mentee if there is a need that you know of here in the Rochester community. Gary Haydens and Pastor Warren Meeks Jr., thank you both so much for being here with me this morning, first of all, but also most of all for what you do here in our Rochester community.
Thank you.